League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
All right, it is summertime. Outdoor shows happening all over Connecticut, and getting excited for this week's Alive at 5 in Stamford downtown at Mill River Park. This Thursday night is going to be Fitz and the Tantrums, starting at 9.9. It's Kevin and Jenna. You can get buy one, get one free tickets actually right now at star999.com. We're hooking you up there.
That is a great deal. And Alive at 5 is really a fun show. You're in this great like Mill River Park. It's outdoors.
It's awesome.
The weather's fantastic. Well, today... yeah, Fitz and the Tantrums. We're chatting with Fitz. Hey, Fitz. Thanks for coming on to chat with us.
Oh, my pleasure.
And I just saw it. You just celebrated a birthday on stage a few days ago.
I did. You know, I mean, when your birthday's in the summer, you know, musicians, we tour all summer. So I've done it many times before.
Yeah. My birthday is this weekend. So I have that same summer birthday. I used to love it as a kid because you would have you weren't in school, but you would have the outdoor parties. It was great.
Ooh, July babies.
And yeah, so the tour, I was wondering, the tour in the summertime, does it feel different than the other tours? Because I feel like you're playing these outdoor shows, you know, some cities, you know, now it's really hot this summer. Like, it must feel a lot different, almost like summer camp.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's definitely different. We've done two tours this summer. We did a winter tour this summer where we didn't see a day above freezing for a month. And then... we're out here in the summer experiencing some of the crazy. I mean, we were in Wichita like a week ago, and it was like 100 degrees, 98% humidity. I mean, brutal. Oh. But, you know, people still came. And
nice
thing about it is if we're sweating, they're all sweating and getting down with us. So it's always a good time, even if it's hot.
Yeah, and you're out there in the heat and you're under those lights. What are some ways that you kind of like beat the heat while you're on stage?
Well, I've made our crew put literally 10 fans on stage blowing in every direction. So anywhere that I'm known to stand for a moment in a song, there's usually a fan blowing. And then if it gets really hot, you know, I'll pour ice on my head and wrap an ice towel around my neck just to try and keep the heat because, you know, we're dancing hard.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a party.
Yeah, and it must be, I mean, you guys, your shows especially, they're so energetic. You know, your live shows are crazy. You probably get a workout on stage, but do you have to like work in workout time like outside of the shows, like to exercise to keep up with all that, or does that kind of act as your workout?
No, I definitely do. I usually try and start training a couple weeks before the show just so I'm not coming in totally dead to the world. And then we've been trying to go to the gym every day, and you think that that would make it more tiring, but it's actually kind of amazing. Gives you more energy for the show and just keeps you right in the head at the same time.
Yeah, it's true. And you know, your music, you know, my kids and I, we always dance around to Fitz and the Tantrums because it's just such fun, like party music.
Yeah.
And with your family, do you have any certain songs or bands that you like to do that with your own family? Or is it your own music?
Yeah. Oh, for sure. I mean, heck, during COVID, we've discovered this young woman named Remy Wolf, and that became a household favorite. And my oldest boy is definitely into music now, and he's a huge Bieber fan, so we are forced to listen to a lot of Bieber.
Nice. Love that.
Which I'm a fan of, so it's not a problem. But no, we definitely have... daily dance parties, and my kids are the first ones to go to school the first day of school and flex and say, have you heard of this band called Fitz and the Tantrums, or a song called Hand Clap?
Right.
Hand Clap is definitely the one. That's like that's the feel-good kind of like party song. So
oh, yeah.
Definitely a good one to dance to, too.
And I mean, all your albums, all your songs, you know, they're so catchy. And this new Let Yourself Free Deluxe album just came out. And Sway and Moneymaker, I mean, those two especially, they're just such like bangers. You just want to dance to them. It must be so fun to play all these songs live for you guys.
It really is. You know, you spend about a year's process making a record, you know, and you think this stuff is good and you pick the songs that touch you in a certain way and you think that people will like and stuff, but you never know. And so it's always exciting for us to finally put the album out. And we've been touring that album for the last 9 months to a year. And it's been really incredible to see people singing every word to every song on the new record. You know, it just makes you feel like, oh, we made the right choices, and all that hard work and that effort really paid off because you can see the joy and the connection with the fans.
That's a long time to be on the road, a lot of different shows. So hopefully you could remember maybe something of what I'm going to ask. But we're noticing a trend where people are holding up more and more signs that tell a personal story when they're at their favorite band or artist shows. Are there any maybe in recent memory that kind of stick out to you that you remember, oh, this one person had this sign that was shouting out this and that really spoke to me from the stage?
Well, here's two things. One, I wear glasses and I don't wear them on stage. So it's extremely hard for me to read signs unless someone's using a real big font. But about 2 years ago, we had this family email us before the show and they said, hey, you know, we would love to meet you. Our daughter, you know, has just recovered from a severe illness, and your music was her soundtrack to her recovery and being in the hospital.
Wow.
Can we meet you? And we said, of course. And, you know, most of us in the band are our parents ourselves. And we met them backstage, and just to see this family and how much the music meant to them as their daughter was going through chemotherapy and made it out on the other side and is in remission, just the power to see, you know, you make music, you want to connect with people and you put it out in the world, and then it's up to the world and people to take it on and feel it in the way they do. So to see this family that just went through one of the scariest, hardest parts of their lives, to have us be a point of joy, of light, of inspiration that kept them going. I mean, when I say that there wasn't a single person there standing in that circle weeping by the end of meeting this family and this little girl, it was one of the most important moments for me as a musician, and really reminded me to never forget the power of what you do and how it can help people.
Wow, that is amazing. That is
amazing. Put your music out there.
Yeah, it's an incredible story because, you know, you're right. It is so easy, you know, whether you're in a band or, you know, we're talking on the radio every day, you sort of get caught up in it a little bit. So to put it in perspective like that, that's an incredible story. That's
also
awesome.
Also, making a note, any fans bringing signs to the shows, big font, big font.
Exactly. Yeah, if you're going to a live at 5. All right, Fitz. Well, we're so excited. We've done so many shows with you here in Connecticut, and we always love having you guys back. So Stanford Downtown this Thursday night, Mill River Park, live at 5. Fitz and the Tantrums. You can get buy one, get one tickets, star999.com. Just click events. And we know you're busy, so thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Oh, my pleasure. I look forward to seeing you guys on Thursday.
Thanks so much.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.